Nashville's housing agency is about to submit its 5-year plan to the federal government, and much of it centers on overhauling 2 more public housing developments in South Nashville. In recent years, the Metropolitan Development and Housing Agency has refocused on its original mission, WPLN's Mayor Benight reports.
This document is long and epically wonky, but it says a lot about the city's priorities. Over 600 pages, it explains ambitions to battle unfair housing practices, better coordinate services for the homeless, and most importantly, overhauling the J.C. Napier and Tony Sudicum public housing developments, which are in Councilman Freddie O'Connell's district. A dense report like this can be hard to get folks energized about, but at Tuesday's Metro Council meeting, O'Connell is hoping to at least start a conversation.
I do represent more public housing acreage than anywhere in the city. Yeah, we probably ought to talk about this a little bit.
Much of the plan, which needs approval by the Metro Council, centers on transforming the swath adjacent to Fort Negley from dense blocks of concentrated poverty into colorful apartments rented to low, moderate, and higher-income people. It's a huge undertaking, and a risky one, estimated to cost nearly $600 million.
Having it documented, I think, in our consolidated 5-year plan also says, guys, this isn't pretend. And we anticipate that this is going to be our next big project.
A similar transformation, even more expensive, is already underway across town in the James Casey Public Housing Complex. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Mayor Benight.